This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. He's a dad of two young daughters and the president of the United States. But for whatever reason, Barack Obama is now letting go of his longstanding objection to making it easy for young girls to obtain the Plan B morning after pill contraceptive drug. Once upon a time, though, the president thought his restrictions were a no-brainer.
As the father of two daughters, I think it is important for us to make sure that we apply some common sense to various rules when it comes to over-the-counter medicine.
Now the president is willing to go along with recommendations, including those of a federal judge and the FDA, that girls as young as 15 be able to get the Plan B option over-the-counter at any pharmacy. Dr. Susan Wood directed the Office of Women's Health at the FDA from 2000 until 2005. She resigned in protest of the FDA's handling of Plan B during the Bush administration. She's now a research professor at the School of Public Health at George Washington University. Welcome back to the program, Doctor.
Hello there.
So what would you say is the meaning of this decision here? Is this a dad dealing with his own sort of personal issues? Is this a vindication of your position?
I've never really understood the objection by the Obama administration, which had overruled his own FDA commissioner on bringing emergency contraception fully over the counter. This to me has been clear since 2003. And as a friend of mine said, unfortunately, this has been turned into a legal pretzel, and the administration and the Department of Justice just kept tying more and more knots into it. So right now, we're at a really great point, and I think hopefully we may be at the end of the road, and finally a very clear decision that should have been made years ago will finally happen.
Although there's nothing in either the court decision or the regulations from the federal government that could compel a pharmacist to actually offer this product if they have their own ideological objections, yes?
That's correct. Pharmacies are businesses and they can sell whatever products they choose to sell. But we have found that all the large chains do sell this product. And in this case, the pharmacy and the pharmacist will no longer be involved in the sale.
Is there a danger of using the drug inappropriately if you're excessively worried about being pregnant?
No. First of all, you cannot overdose on it. And at $50 a dose, I think it's highly unlikely people will even take more than the recommended dosage. But even if you did, it would have no adverse effect. And if you happen to already be pregnant, it will not interrupt an established pregnancy. It is not the abortion pill. It will not cause an early abortion.
Finally, Dr. Wood, if you were advising a real big shot dad of two daughters who has reservations about all this, which is President Obama's situation right now, how would you direct the science to deal with his nervousness about sending a message to his daughters that, hey, don't worry about anything?
Well, as the parent of a teenage daughter, I'd certainly share I understand the nervousness about one's daughters or sons being involved in early sexual activity. That everyone totally gets. What we have here is a situation where if a situation arises that we don't foresee or don't want to happen, that we have the chance to prevent an unintended pregnancy. I think I would also really highlight the safety of this. This is an incredibly safe product and can prevent unintended pregnancy, whether by teens or by adult women. And I think it's really important for parents to realize that we really want our children to talk to us, but if they don't, I surely don't want my daughter to come home pregnant. And this is talking about the situation after the fact, not before. All that work in parenting needs to be done ahead of time. And I also would say that we don't seem to have the same concern about over-the-counter products that boys can buy. We've not talked about age restrictions on condoms, which any person of any age can purchase. And somehow the focus on not letting girls or older women have access to something that they can control to prevent an unintended pregnancy when they couldn't control the condom use seems a bit unfair.
Dr. Susan Wood, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Susan Wood directed the Office of Women's Health at the FDA from 2000 until 2005. She's now a research professor at the School of Public Health at George Washington University.